While you are completing the CS4401 form during the design phase, if elements of a curb ramp design cannot meet ADA requirements due to specific site constraints, a TIF is used to document these elements to provide clear justification as to why there is no feasible alternative. This is a special circumstance referred to as a technically infeasible condition. It will be necessary for you to investigate and document multiple designs as a part of the justification, and you must demonstrate the design is compliant to the maximum extent feasible, considering all alternatives and constraints. It is critical to understand that justification for a technically infeasible design has limits. The form identifies common reasons to justify a technically infeasible design, such as limited right-of-way, existing utilities, presence of structures, buildings, or vaults, and roadway grades, just to name a few. The pictures shown are an example of a location where technically infeasible design conditions were justified due to the presence of buildings, vaults, and grade separations. This form must be completed and submitted with the HOP application for review of the design by the District ADA Coordinator and approval by the District ADE of Design. An HOP will not be issued without consent that the TIF is warranted. This applies to all curb ramps that are part of the HOP application. The TIF will be included with the CS4401 form upon approval. As a reminder, there are designated District ADA coordinators available as a resource to assist with this documentation process as discussed in Module 2, Resources.